right now.
Very good, Aaron. Shit. Perfect. Perfect intro.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God. We're blowing up the mic already.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's, you guessed it, folks. That thing you downloaded and knew the name of is Talking Games with Tim and Clayton. I'm one of your hosts, Clayton Margeson. Here's your other temporary host.
Boy, that's an interesting word to say, temporary there, Clayton. It's me, Kellen Terrence.
That's, well, what do you mean it's interesting?
I'm just saying, we don't know if Tim's coming back.
I guess you're right.
Exactly.
You somehow managed to have him killed before he gets back.
I'm just saying, you know, when Mulder left the X-Files, no one was sure he was going to come back.
Sure.
But no one really liked Robert Patrick either. So,
no, I'm definitely the Robert Patrick.
That's probably not the way to go. Yeah.
That means Clayton's Dana Scully.
That's cute.
Oh, I think that's pretty accurate.
Well, you are.
I am the skeptic.
Yeah. folks out there in podcast land, I'm sure you're wondering who is here in the podcast studio with
us. Like
who is asking if this was the beginning of the podcast,
yes.
Right as I counted down.
Chicago podcast mogul, nerd aficionado. What you were also talking about?
Two truths and a lie. Fitness aficionado.
Exactly. It's Aaron Amendola, folks.
Yeah.
Yay. I did it. We're all clapping for us.
Yeah.
You did it.
Clayton, what are you playing right now?
Yeah. Fuck you, Aaron.
Fuck you, Aaron. We're going to talk about what you're playing now.
I'm here later. For audience.
Oh, God.
Right. You're here to
provide... I thought I was
provide,
the after.
You're here really to be like the proxy for the listener at home.
Mm-hmm.
Just your everyman who walks
cut
in.
It. Cut it.
What am I playing right now?
Because you got a big old stack of Wii U games right here.
I have been playing a fair amount of Bayonetta 2.
Mm-hmm.
I even took to the internet to talk about how much I loved it, and no one wanted to engage in that conversation.
Well, is that because no one has a Wii U?
That might be it.
Yeah.
It's like
also,
you and me and seven other people.
Yeah, it's I really like it. But the cutscenes are the perfect time to check your email, to, you know, like, maybe call your mom.
I would not want to talk to my parents while
the
cutscenes in that game were happening.
They are pretty
sexy.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Overtly sexual.
Yeah. Unlike the rest of the game, which is really clean. The whole game is, I think I told Callum beforehand, it's like, this is setting women's rights back decades.
Ugh.
But, you know what? I don't play games for the social issues. I've said it before. I play them because they're fun and sexy.
Let's put that on a button.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a lot of fun.
I don't play games because they're sexy, Clayton Margeson.
Okay. I don't play games, .. because they're sexy.
Exactly. Nice.
Yeah, the best thing about that game is that I figured out you can wear chainsaws on your feet and skate around.
Oh!
And I was like, well, forget everything else in this game, and I'm just going to do that. And I also just picked up, very recently, Distant Worlds Universe,
okay.
Which sounds super generic, but let me tell you, it is really fun.
What is that on?
Yeah.
It's on PC. It just recently came to Steam. I guess it's been around for a while. It's like more independent developers. It's, I don't really know what to compare it to. Maybe like a big scale, like 4X game, like Civilization, but
it's
not turn-based. You kind of just send out your ships all over the world, but a lot of it's automated at first, so you slowly take away things that are automated. Like, at first, all you really do is diplomacy and kind of overseeing everything. Like, they're like, do you want to build these ships because you're the ruler of this universe or this galaxy's one of the empires or whatever. And you just like, yes, or like, no, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Build one extra of these or whatever kind of dumb shit. But like you can really micromanage if you want, and it gets into like the logistics of, all right, we want to carry out this battle, but we're going to have to refuel at this station because your ships have, each ship has fuel.
Uh-huh.
That you get fuel from mining colonies. You have like taxis that are levied. It's crazy complicated.
Is this MMO? Are you fighting against other people or is it just you?
I think you can fight against other people. I'm not totally sure. So far I've just been going against the
computer. You said diplomacy and I automatically go to fight.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
There's quite a bit of that. I wound up downloading a mod almost immediately to turn it into the Star Trek universe.
Awesome.
And I highly recommend that.
Just for, what is the game called again?
It's Distant Worlds: Universe. I think it's like a combination of different, like, the original plus two expansions or something like that. So I think it's just called Distant Worlds, but...
Okay. Did you pick it up on the Steam sale?
On Steam, yeah, during the sale. Nice. Fucking so... I mean, right now it's just a game that plays itself, because I barely do anything with it, but I'm still loving it.
Nice.
And I'm really excited to, like, start getting into, like, oh, I can design different ships? Cool. And it's like, do you want to help with trade stuff? I'm like, fuck that. I don't give a shit about that.
Fuck that.
So it's like, you'll leave some stuff automated. Mm-hmm. And, it's great.
It sounds like one of those games that's, like, one more turn.
Yes.
It's like, I got 10 more minutes, I can do this.
Yeah, exactly. And then suddenly you realize, like, last night I sat down to play it, and I was like, what, it's auto-saving again? That's weird, because only auto-saves every 30 minutes. Oh, I played this for an hour. I didn't realize.
There we go. Aaron, what are you playing right now?
Yeah, Aaron, what's new?
I'm playing Dragon Age. I like these. Guys, I want to talk about anime.
Oh, boy. That's another podcast on the Nerdlogs Network.
Yeah. What? Talking anime with Clayton and Shigeri. Shigeri is a body pillow.
You should know. It's a lot of Clayton.
You know, I don't think I'm going to listen to that one. I don't think I want to be on that
Come
one.
Come on, I do Shigeri's voice really racistly.
Really, really.
I'm getting really turned off by that. But only because...
That's
because
you haven't listened to the podcast. Okay. Oh.
Is it like one of those things like once you try it, you're going to love it?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
It's just like meth. It's just like meth.
It's almost identical.
I remember my teeth are all falling out. Yeah. Perfect. Speaking of Japanese...
Whoa.
Because I was going to say Japan, and then I was going to say Japanese. I'm like, I can't choose which one to say. I'm really bad with social situations. I'm playing...
I would never have guessed that.
No.
Based on this card you gave me.
Fitness aficionado? This guy must be amazing.
I was sure. You'd be great in social situations.
I'm playing Dragon Age...
What else?
Inquisition. You know, it technically could be four if you count some of the side games that you have.
If you got Awakening.
Yeah.
Hey, that's... I can't. Not yet.
Okay.
I'm playing Destiny because there is a new expansion. Crota's End came out, and I'm playing through a lot of that. I got up to level 31 this week. And I'm playing...
Congratulations!
Thank you, ladies. Someone listening to this podcast is like, I bet he gets all the ladies.
Yeah.
I do.
The guys who are... Their avatars are ladies.
Yep.
Yes, that's what you mean.
The Shigeri avatars are like...
You will leave her out of it.
It's just Clayton shadow playing as somebody online.
Very bad at it, because I tried to play how she would play, but she's a pillow. I just set the controller in front
she
of me.
Fuck this guy, we're trying to do a raid, and the Shigeri guy's not doing his job.
Oh, I need help.
It's weird, on Distant Worlds, you just keep choosing diplomacy.
I refuse to do anything.
I might name my next Dragon Age Inquisitor Shigeri now. Little
injury. Give her a bunch of scars.
Emotional.
Role play her as someone emotionally damaged.
That's how I play my Inquisitor now.
No,
but it's great, because I'll... Anyway.
We'll get to that.
But I'm playing also Danganronpa 2. Which is a, it's a murder mystery slash, social dating sim on the Vita.
What?
Which is just really adorable.
Fucking PlayStation. What?
I love it. Alright, so picture like Phoenix Wright.
Okay.
Have we all played Phoenix Wright?
Yes.
Objection.
Or at least,
yes, I have.
Thank you. It's...
Actually, I haven't even.
You
feel like I've played
Capcom 3.
Sure, I did, actually.
There you go.
Great game.
So imagine, like, it's like Battle Royale meets Phoenix Wright meets Dating Sim, because you're a group of high school students that are trapped in a school. That's the plot of the first
one.
And the second one, you're trapped on a desert island, because Japan!
Sure.
But you're trapped in a school.
Full of desert islands.
Oh, my gosh.
You know...
on the flag, it's a giant desert island, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is. That red spot.
Yeah.
Is that Japan? That's Japan.
Yeah.
I'm an intellectual. On the card. But it's...
I don't think we've adequately explained what that is.
My card. My calling card.
They'll get it.
That'll be the thumbnail for the episode. Yeah, exactly. Like, it doesn't look like a Nerdlog show, but now we'll go with it. But a bunch of high school students are trapped in a school, and the only way you can leave is if you kill someone and get away with it. So if someone kills somebody, there's a trial, and the rest of the class has to figure out who killed the person. And if they get away with it, they get to leave. Everyone else stays in the island. But if you're found out, then you die a horrible, gruesome death.
What?
Like, in the first game, this kid who was a baseball star killed the pop icon. Japan.
I was waiting for your explanation.
It's always just going to be Japan.
Sure.
Or pop star, because why not? It's essentially like a picture like Ken Griffey Jr. murdered Hatsune Miku. Like, that's what the first case is. And so the baseball star...
Oh, those sound like names.
But you end up accusing the baseball star of being the guy who did it. He's the culprit. And instead of just, like, you know, tossing him out of the school or, like, burning him alive or something, at least maybe a little civil.
Again, Japan.
They tie him to a pole, and an automated baseball pitcher just pelts him with, like, 400 baseballs. And they show it off in this amazing anime cutscene. And so it's great because you're like, the animation's great, but, oh, this game isn't playing around. It's pretty hard M.
And it's good on the Vita, I imagine.
Well, I've been playing it on my PlayStation TV. I'm the one who bought one.
Oh, wow.
It was like a Black Friday special.
You're
like
the only person who's helping that company
stay. I love the Vita. I really do.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I have one on me? Multiple Vitas?
I totally forgot that. No.
Okay.
Hey, podcast people, look at this Vita. Mm-hmm. Look how great this is.
Is that Vita print money? And you just threw it away. All right.
Second Vita. Okay.
There you go. I'm playing Banner Saga right now. I got back into that game. It's really fun.
Depressing.
Yeah, absolutely depressing. It was the best thing to start playing when the weather started getting shit.
Oh, yeah. Really?
It's not like you're living the game.
And I felt, because it was like, shit, it's fucking cold in my apartment. I don't know how to deal with this. And I started trying to play, like, something I thought was going to warm me up. I started playing, like, Black Flag again. And I was like, fuck this. I don't want to play this game when it's cold out. So I played Banner Saga.
You get really angry about your choices.
I do.
I when I finished Banner Saga, I was like, oh, thank God it's over. Like, I needed a break from it, because I played it, like,
I think you were playing it the last time I was on this podcast.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I think it might have been Tim who was playing it the last time.
Yeah, we don't care about him, though.
Yeah.
That guy sucks.
Who?
What?
His name's only in the title. He is a fake character.
I heard he kicks babies.
I'm sure he's good at it.
I don't think he listens
sure
to this
he's right good now, at
but yeah, he would be amazing.
Amazing.
So that guy, legs for days.
Yes.
Let me tell you.
The reason we have Aaron on today is a little while ago, I believe it was, when did you finish Dragon Age Inquisition?
How many hours? It took me 107
hours. 107
hours. I only know because every time I save, it tells you.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting on my couch like, I could have been doing stuff.
Sorry, you played it for 107 hours straight?
Or? No.
Oh, God. Oh. I realized it actually wasn't my longest playtime because I've been playing Destiny for 167 hours.
Okay.
Good Lord.
That's a problem. Because that game isn't, I would say, of the quality that Dragon Age is. But Dragon Age, 107 hours, felt good for a first playthrough. I'm playing through again on Nightmare right now, which is, there's casual, normal, the hard difficulty, I can't remember the name of it, and then there's Nightmare.
Uh-huh.
And I figured if I'm going to play in a higher difficulty, I might as well just go to the top.
Yeah.
Be really sad.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, Aaron, you said on social media...
Socialmedia.com.
You believe that Dragon Age Inquisition is your favorite game of all time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious. I've never played any of the Dragon Age games.
You are so giddy right now.
I'm just curious, like, of all the games you've ever played. And I've been hearing about this game from Clayton, and Clayton's gone kind of hot and cold on the game a little bit.
Yeah. Again, which once I started figuring out I wasn't going to be super entertained by these cutscenes, I really started to enjoy it more.
Yeah.
I didn't love it as much. But I would love to hear the reasoning why, Aaron, you love it so much.
Well, so here's the thing. When Kellen said, we're going to have you on to talk about Dragon Age, I was like, oh, cool, I can talk about the game and, like how well it plays. And then when you said...
No.
Yeah. And then when Kellen's like, I want to hear why it's your favorite, I was like, oh, I got to dig deep. And so I was trying to think back.
Good.
It all started back in 2006.
That's kind of what I'm curious about. Because it's like, when I think of you, Aaron, I'm like, well, Aaron likes, you know, kind of like Mega Man and some other stuff. But I think of, if I'm like, oh, Dragon Age, that's Aaron. That's your series. I don't know anyone who's as into Dragon Age as you are. And it's a positive thing for you. It's a game that you really like. It seems like it's something that you identify with. But I know nothing about the game itself, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the funny thing is, I actually had to go back and look up my old Xbox Live gamer tag because I played Dragon Age Origins reluctantly. When I was working at GameStop, I bought Dragon Age Origins because I got like a buy two, get one free.
Sure.
And I remember thinking like, I don't want to play this, but it's an RPG, whatever. And I just wanted more Mass Effect at that time.
Sure.
Because BioWare made Mass Effect. And I put in Dragon Age Origins and I said, this looks like shit. This game.
This is very true.
Yeah, it looks. It's not a good
still,
game.
Even Inquisition looks pretty bad.
You think?
I think so. I mean,
Inquisition looks amazing.
For what the engines have become, like Inquisition looks pretty. I mean, the backgrounds and everything look great. But the people look like garbage.
People
and
could use some spruce.
The hair on people looks, I mean, like a 5-year-old with a crayon could have done it.
Really?
Job. Okay. The Sandra, textures on the hair are
Cullen,
fucking awful.
Sarah. Mm. There's quite a few.
And I'm playing on like high-end PC.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm doing. Like, I'm not one to normally complain about graphics either, but I was like, I made my guy bald just because all the hair looks so fucking stupid. So bad.
I made my guy look like Nick Blood from Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Sure.
Just because I was like, eh.
Why not just feed right into the stereotype?
Dragon Age came out between Mass Effect 1 and Mass Effect 2, correct?
Yeah. And from what I understand, I should
it
probably...
It was very close to Mass Effect 2.
Because I remember it was like the trailer for both of those games came out a similar time. And
the trailer for Origins is awesome. I still go back and watch them like, that's awesome.
And that's the thing. I saw that trailer and I was like, this is the only game that could get me more excited than Mass Effect. Yeah. Mass Effect, when I first saw it, I was like, this is great. This is epic space storytelling. This is fantastic. Yeah. Oh, they're going to put this in some sort of fantasy world? That's great. This is a slam dunk. There's no way this can go wrong.
And the world proved you wrong,
yeah,
Kellen.
Absolutely it did.
Oh, man.
Well, so the first time I played it, I hated it.
Yeah.
I really did not like it. And I don't know, like, what clicked with me, but I remember getting to a part of the game where I couldn't advance any further on one quest, I couldn't advance any further on another one, and I just put the game to bed for, like, 3 months, and I stopped. And I came back one day, and I had a conversation between some of the party members, and I was like, oh, this is actually really cool. All right, I'll go do this. And I just happened upon a quest that unlocked a level for me, and then I completed the game in, like, a weekend, loved it. There's one event in Dragon Age Origins called the Landsmeet that I think is the most dynamic event of any game that's ever been made because it essentially takes all your choices. I know. So essentially,
Kellen's
jaw just
exploded.
Dropped. What?
So, all right. So the whole purpose of
Origins. Let's take you through the whole story.
Sure.
So in Dragon Age Origins, what happens is there is a thing called Darkspawn, which are like orcs and all the stuff, all the Sauron type characters.
Yeah.
They live beneath the surface of the earth. Once in a while, they do a thing called a blight, where they try to invade the surface, a la Gears of War, and kill all the people up there for whatever reason.
Yeah.
They're usually led by an archdemon who's a big old dragon, which is kind of awesome. There are people who fight them called Grey Wardens, or you could call them Jedi or Spectres anyone from a BioWare game.
Yeah.
Grey Wardens they actually drink Darkspawn blood to join themselves to the Darkspawn, and then they can sense Darkspawn. They can actually sense the archdemon and like his plans, like the Palantir in Lord of the Rings.
Holy shit.
And you become one of them.
Okay.
And
Or you die.
Yeah, if you drink Darkspawn,
like,
one of two things happens.
You die.
Yeah, if you're not worthy, you die on the spot.
Okay.
There's a really great DLC for Origins where it's like, what if the Blight won? And your character takes the joining and dies.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And it's just like, here's the cutscene. Oh, you're dead.
Yeah.
And you play as a Darkspawn killing all the other Grey Ward.
Oh, wow.
It's okay. Pretty funny that if kinda, you hate the game.
That's kind of great.
Yeah.
So, in Origins, the main storyline is that you go to fight the Blight. The king gets killed almost immediately because of a betrayal by this other guy.
Tim Curry.
Okay. Yeah, voiced by Tim Curry, it sounds like.
it's weird because Tim Curry was like on the box, like, voiced by Tim Curry, and then he's not even a big part of the game.
He's a very small part of the game.
Sure.
They clearly couldn't get him for very long.
It's like Liam Neeson in Fallout 3.
Yeah,
exactly.
But the best thing about his character is that, like, he's like, well, I'm the king now. And everyone's like, bullshit, you're the king. And so there's the big event is the Landsmeet, where his daughter, who was the queen, was married to the king. The king was very young. He was killed by a big old troll or some shit.
Oh, it's brutal.
It's pretty brutal.
King Palin gets impaled by a sword, and basically all the other wardens are like, oh, that's the guy who's going to win it for us. And you see him just get just decimated, and everybody in the cutscene's like, oh, no.
Yeah.
It's really heartbreaking.
And Duncan, like the leader of the wardens, then gets overrun, and he's like a badass who you're like, this guy will be like my mentor.
Future Qui-Gon Jinn.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Almost immediately killed. Both. Which is awesome.
Yeah.
So the Landsmeet is where you have convinced, and you have a partner guy named Alistair who is another Grey Warden. He's like the only other Grey Warden, pretty
he
much.
He should be king because he's part of the bloodline, but
he's a bastard.
Yeah, he's a bastard, and like he, if he has, okay, it depends on your interpretation.
The deal is it's like, it's either him, or the queen rules by herself, or like Loghain rules.
Or they can
like
rule
that
jointly, which I always do, and Alistair hates me for it.
Yeah, you can basically like bully him into marrying the queen.
You can
also try to marry the queen if you're a human noble, but because you have so many race choices in the game, that's what makes Landsmeet so dynamic. So we'll pick it up.
I mean, essentially everything that you've done in the game previous,
Comes
in the play at the Landsmeet, and when you get to Denerim, which is where the Landsmeet is, all of your choices with the constituents of the king and all the different social, like,
factions.
Everything. Like, there's an elven alienage that if you help them, they'll put up a vote for you. And essentially, if you do everything perfectly, you could still fail. Because some of those people might be like, no, I don't like you. We want this person to rule.
Sure.
And so it's like tiptoeing around glass whenever you're playing that part of the game. Because you can either say, oh, I want to be with Honora. Oh, she may not want to be with you. Oh, I want Alistair to be king. Maybe he will be king, but he hates you for it. Oh, I want Alistair to be king with Honora. Maybe Honora doesn't want that, so they don't get married. And there's just so many variables to it.
Yeah.
The first time I played it, I was just like, I think I played it like 3 or 4 times in a row just to see what could happen. And it's amazing. Because what I always end up doing is Loghain, who is, for all intents and purposes, the bad guy.
I
end up having Alistair and Honora become king and queen because Alistair's the rightful king, and he's like the social victor, but Honora is the one that knows how to handle all the delegates. The only way this works is if you spare Loghain. And it's either you can spare Loghain and he becomes a Grey Warden and he helps kill the Archdemon with you, or you kill him by cutting off his freaking head.
In the middle of a crowded hall.
Yeah.
Like, after he loses a fight. Yeah.
Wow. Obviously. Okay.
And Honora's
or you
like,
can have Alistair kill him.
At which point, Honora goes, I don't think I'm into you anymore.
Yeah, she won't marry whoever kills her father in front of her. But it's women, man.
Yeah, come on.
At which point, if you're a female warden, you could say, I'll rule with you.
Sure.
Which is hilarious.
Yeah. and that event is just,
it's so good.
It's amazing. And they come close to it with something in Inquisition. They come close, but they try to make it a little bit too action oriented. But just like blew my mind. I was like, this is the amount of choice and variable that I have in a game. It's amazing. And when you start going through it, you discover that one small conversation with Alistair changes the entire Landsmeet. And every time I play it, I'm like, I gotta have that conversation. When's that conversation gonna come up? Because I still replay that game about once a year.
Huh.
I probably played through that game about 8 or 9 times now. With different races and different genders. And it's just, it changes every time. It's amazing for that. And that was my favorite game of all time. Until Inquisition.
Which now that's what confuses me. Because I do love Dragon Age Origins. Mm-hmm. I think it's great. despite all of its, like, weird flaws and
it is technically
issues.
Not a good game.
It is really
it's
not.
It's fine. I mean, a game's technical issues can stay on its side.
Fallout New Vegas is a shit show, but it's a great game.
Yeah, exactly. And people have, like, modded up Origins now, so it's, like, it is imminently
Star Trek universe.
Wow. Yeah. I can play it. Star Trek universe.
Can I bring my Japanese body doll in that?
Oh, my friend, that's the main character. That's one of the races you get to choose from.
It's like,
do you want to be a body doll mage?
Body doll. That would be amazing.
That would be
I would
funny.
Play that game. I would make that game.
As a dating sim, I think it would work. Made a fucking bird game.
Yeah.
I just played that. That's coming to Vita, too.
Oh. Man, we're going to have an intervention.
Yeah, we're going to.
Right
no,
now.
They're fun.
No, they're not. What?
Yeah. Okay, that's another podcast.
Yeah, that's
so, Inquisition, I think you said it really well just a second ago, where it's like, they almost got it right, but it was a little too action-oriented. I feel like that's the whole game. It was like these echoes of Origins and things I loved. And then they were like, how are we going to solve this? We're a big fucking battle. And it was like, oh, all right.
Well, they kind of married I like that just two fine. And or, because
yeah,
two,
which
two,
is a marriage I stand in the
let me tell you
two.
About my experience with Dragon Age 2.
Well, I mean, isn't that EA's fault, though? And we talked about that in the last podcast. It's
they cut a year out of the development cycle, and they said, release it. Because Mass Effect 2 was so hot, and they said Mass Effect 3 is coming out in 2 or 3 years, you've got to release something in the interim, because people love this RPG stuff. Imagine that!
They love it, because it comes out so quickly. Like, that's not what people want.
There was a time when Final Fantasy came out every year.
There was.
There was a time.
There was also a time when Final Fantasy was a game and not a cutscene movie with a couple of action movies.
Lightning Returns is really bad, you guys.
I will not play that, but I believe you. Mm-hmm. That was just my whole thing. Every time I was playing Inquisition, I was like, this doesn't know what it wants to be. It's like, oh man, they've got some cool elements here and some great ideas, but they can't do it without EA being like, what's this bullshit? No, get that out! Have them just fucking fight each other! You know, and you're like, oh god. Like, all the nuance is lost, all the fun.
Well, see, I wonder how you play.
Not all the fun, I should
know. A lot of my battles were bypassed because I used diplomacy.
Yeah?
And the great thing about Mass Effect, the ending of Mass Effect, you cannot fight anybody, because you can talk your way out of it. And in Dragon Age, you haven't finished it.
No, I finished it.
Okay. So one of the last battles I talked my way through, and one of the battles at Orlais during the ball, I talked my way through that.
Oh, yeah.
And when my friends were like, oh, we did this big thing with a magister, I was like, that never happened for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited to play through it again as a different class, as a different type of character, because now, man, playing a nightmare difficulty, I almost need to pass through those battles because it's so hard, but...
See, I think I bypassed battles I didn't even know existed. Because you're telling me that, and I'm like, well, yeah, I don't remember a fight from that. Like, some of the stuff's really cool. Like, I also like when you, you'll bring, a prisoner back.
Sure.
And you sit in judgment of
them. I love it!
That's the best part of the game right there.
Really?
That's almost worth the price.
You can sit on a throne that's made from a dragon mouth.
Sure.
And it's got tusks coming out everywhere, and you're just sitting up there like, alright, bring me the next
someone
person.
You like fought in a battle and like defeated, or sometimes it'll be like someone who schemed against you and you caught them, but they're usually characters you at least somewhat identify.
Yeah. Sure.
And I wish there were more, but you always are given like the options of, all right, you can like kill them, you can let them go, or you can do secret option number 3, where you do something really fucking terrible to them. And it's like, but it's also like justice. Like, one of my favorites is this guy who's like, he enslaved a bunch of mages. Like, what are you going to do? It's like, he's now their slave. And he's like, oh god, no, just kill me. Yeah. Like, these people are less than human to me. I can't do it. And it's like, see ya. Like, I'm done.
One of my guys I had wander into Tevinter and just like, yeah, we're going to set up the borders while you walk there and just walk back home. And he's like, but they hate me. Like, we're going to make sure you do that.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that stuff's great.
What's funny is like, that part of the game doesn't come in. Like, I consider...
Yeah, it takes way too long to get
Yeah, okay.
The first 20, 25 hours of that game is prologue. Because you're in an area called Haven?
Yeah, dude. I also had that reaction. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Really? See, but to me, that's exciting. I was so pumped by that because I got so well acquainted with this one area. And I was like, this is my home. This is my base of operations. And then something happens and you can no longer go back there. And I was like, oh, my God.
It's like if they blew up the Normandy, like, 20 hours into Mass Effect. And you're like, what? No.
I just like this thing.
But then they give you a bigger Normandy with Cyborg Joker.
That is I don't know where you got the idea that Cyborg Joker was going to show up. That's not what happens in
the game. Okay, you're like, wait.
Cyborg Joker.
They're in the same universe. Okay.
Oh, right. Boy.
It turns out this is after Mass Effect.
There are theories about that.
Oh, God. There are theories about that. Like the Flintstones around the
surface.
Some
of the magic that they talk about from the Tevinter Imperium tie back to some of the things that you would see in the Mass Effect universe, and at the end of Mass Effect, if everything happened a certain way that it happened, there is the ability for all to go back that way. Like, yeah, I'm in deep. Okay?
Wait. There's a way that at the end of Mass Effect 3 will lead into the Dragon Age world?
There's a theory.
What?
Like, oh,
bullshit.
Remember the old magics? Like when you could throw a black hole at people? Like, what? No.
You know, blood magic.
Magic. Like pull. And stasis.
Well, see, that's the funny thing. I feel like almost complete opposite. I feel like Mass Effect 3 was totally run by EA. But I feel like...
Completely. Don't get me wrong.
I also liked a lot of Mass Effect 3, but like it's kind of like if I went back and played it, I don't know if I would have liked it. But Inquisition, it seems like they really took their time and they listened to a lot of player feedback.
I agree.
Well, so I got to beta test the keep that they made. And it was in really poor shape the first time that I was in it. I was like, I don't know if I can attach myself to this because I love the world so much. I don't know if I want to be this deep in. Yeah. And you would see other bug reports come in, other feedback, and they like extensively overhaul it again and again and again. I don't think it's too action-oriented. If anything, I think it's a little grindy. It's grindy.
So how come...
The action is just repetitive after a while.
Yeah, I mean, for me, the biggest appeal about Inquisition is, like, I love games like Fable. I love games like Dragon Age Origins that give you, like, a sense of choice. And, like, you are the person that's dictating everything that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But in Inquisition, they put you in the role of the Inquisitor, which, for more or less, is, like, the king.
Sure.
And so... when you go back to Skyhold, which is your fortress of sorts, you choose, all right, I'm going to send these three people out on missions. I need to get herbs, and I need to improve what my potions or lyrium or whatever other status effect potions could be. I need to talk to all my people and make sure that they're in a good head state. And it feels like for the first time I'm actually managing a kingdom rather than playing a role of somebody.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's actually my choices.
Now, let's talk about choice for a second, though, because I feel like Mass Effect 1 is this idea of, like, well, you can choose your dialogue and you choose your character. And then Mass Effect 2 comes along, it's like, oh, no, you get to choose if you're going to succeed in this battle, who's going to live with you. But it's kind of a false sense of choice because it's all still on a rail. It's really like, well, do you want choice A, which is the red color, choice B, which is the blue color, choice C, which is the green color. And it's all still the same path.
That's something that I always thought was a bad design choice. Because it's good or bad, there's no gray.
Yeah.
Origins, it's all gray.
Yeah, Origins is very gray.
Really? It's like you have seven choices. Cool. You don't know which one is the good choice.
Yeah. And it's like, do you, like, sacrifice yourself? Do you sacrifice your, like, friend? You know, it's like, oh, man, like, I don't... There is no good option.
Yeah. It's pretty fucked up at some points. Yeah. Like, Mass Effect, it's like, choose A or B. Origins, it's choose A, B, C, or... throw some money at him and do this, or persuade and do this. It's a lot more varied. Then Dragon Age 2 came along and went to the Mass Effect formula. It was terrible.
Yeah. So, Inquisition then.
Inquisition marries it in a way where it's still, there's the good choice and the bad choice, but there's a lot of those hidden choices where it's, or you could use this and maybe get him to do this, or maybe you do that and it fails and he goes this way, or you do that and he succeeds and he goes another way. There's a lot more room for choice, but it's not as varied. Because some of the parts in Origins, I'd be like, that's the choice that I thought would succeed here, but because of some weird mood swing, an AI character doesn't like it and I lose. Mm-hmm. Like, that stuff pissed me off. But in Inquisition, you can see the tell a little bit better.
Huh, okay. So, what is the reason, besides EA being the problem with some of these games, like, why is this game so divisive? Why are so many people like...
Inquisition?
Yeah, Inquisition. Like, I mean, Polygon says it's the best game of the year. I mean, there are some people who are saying this game is not worth the CD that it's printed
on.
Well,
I also, like, I love Shadow of Mordor, but no way in hell is that game of the year. No way in hell.
Oh, man, I loved it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's like, that was organic gameplay. You know, that like the story that would come out, which
Renegade System, is that what it's called?
Nemesis. Yeah, which will be awesome. In the Batman game.
You're going to see it forever now. Yeah, like that's a game changer.
But like, that's a thing that like cloned that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Like that sort of emergent storytelling is amazing, but like, there's only so much. There's only so many varied paths in Shadow of Mordor.
For sure.
In Dragon Age Inquisition, there's a character, that Sarah, that, like, I desperately wanted to like her. And I did everything I could. And it got to a point where I was like, this person sees the world entirely different than the way I see it. I'm not going to get her on my side. I should stop trying.
Mm-hmm.
And for about 20 hours, I did not talk to her because I hated her.
She is hilarious.
As a male inquisitor, I was like, oh, I want that to be my romance. I want her to be my romance option because she's funny and she's cockney and she's a rogue. I love rogues. Why not?
And she's also an elf, which in this world is like a second class citizen.
Oh, okay.
So she's like super cheerful and fun.
Well,
and
she's also lesbian.
Totally
and
oh,
she,
is she?
And she doesn't like.
I didn't pick up on.
Oh, well, there we go.
Well, so there's the option to flirt with her, and in any other game, it'd be like you can't flirt with her; she's lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
But you flirt with her, and she's like, eh. And I just was like, oh, she's not into me. I should keep flirting with her because I'm a man. Throughout the game, I eventually said something rude to her. I was like, no, you're not going to get with me. Screw it. Bye. Mm-hmm. And so I said something that was mean, and it was like Sarah greatly disapproves, and I left her alone for about 20 hours, and I came back and she legitimately was like, hey, you haven't talked to me in a while, what's going on? and I was like, oh my god, this is crazy,
because
everyone else in my party, even if they weren't in my active party, was still talking to me, but she, the AI, made the choice to like say, hey, why haven't we done this, we haven't gone on missions. And I was like, that's amazing, and I like actually felt something for that moment. It was cool.
So is,
and then I shacked up with Josephine, and I didn't feel bad about it at all.
So let's get back to the original question: why is this the best game you've ever played? Why is this your favorite game? Because that was the thing. I think I read and it was like, this is the best game ever. No, this is your favorite game, which is very different.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to choose, I mean, they're so different terms. I love the world, like. Thedas is one of my favorite worlds because it's essentially faux Europe.
Right.
Like, Orlais is France, and they make no qualms about it. The first time you see it, a Norwegian, it's like, oh no, it's a stereotype. And you're like, oh shit, this is terrible.
There's a lot of French people in this game.
Well, because the first two games, it's like, oh, we might go to Orlais, and then it's like, well, where the hell's Orlais?
Mm-hmm.
Navarra is Spain, the Tevinter Imperium is bastard Russia. Like, it's a really cool analog, and I always like looking for like commentaries and social stuff in games, and this, like, all of Dragon Age is social structure. It's all about talking to people, and I'm playing through as a Kunari now, which is essentially like, imagine if a dragon was a person.
Sure.
That's what a Kunari is.
Yeah, they got like big horns.
Yeah.
Sure. They're giant, they're like the warrior race.
Right. Yeah.
Klingons, if you will.
Yeah. Oh, all right, okay.
So, like, you see a mod I've developed.
I want to see the Bayonetta Star Trek mod.
Oh, my friend, she's Beverly Crusher.
Oh.
I just picture that.
I'd rather see the Deanna Troi one.
You would, you pervert.
My real pervert.
7 of 9.
Ooh.
But so playing through...
the corpse of Natasha, y'all. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Well, so playing through the first time, I always like to be like an idealized version of myself, because I'm that guy. I played through as a white, straight rogue.
Who's into weightlifting, right?
Who's a fitness enthusiast. And the ladies love me. But this time I'm playing through now, I'm playing as a female bisexual Kunari. And everything about the game changes.
Mm-hmm.
The way that people talk to you, the way that people treat you, the way that people assume things about you. And it's not a completely new game, but... it makes it different enough where I'm still paying attention. Whereas, like, Mass Effect, I would skip through a lot of the cutscenes. I'm like, I know how to answer this.
Yeah.
But if I did that now, if I answered something positively as a human, it's different. If I answered positively as a Qunari, they're like, you would say that. We're not going to help you here. And it's insane. It's insane.
Interesting.
Yeah, I love it. And just there's so much depth to it. And yeah. I also have all the baggage from the first two games, Awakening, the Facebook game, the stupid text adventure game that they put out.
So what you're saying is you're a fan.
Are you wearing a Dragon Age sword?
I was specifically,
You're wearing an Inquisition hoodie right now.
I figured if we're going to talk Dragon Age, it was this one, right? I have a Tevinter Imperium one, too.
Okay.
I know. All right. No, I know. I'm basically putting BioWare through its fiscal quarter right now, and I'm fine with that. I have an N7 hoodie too, but
viewers at home or listeners at home, you don't get to see these giant art books.
I wanted to make
Aaron
sure,
brought in.
Since Kellen wasn't familiar, I wanted to make sure that we had a good grasp on what the world was and what it was about.
Yeah.
So I brought about 700 pages of Dragon Age stuff.
I did love Dragon Age Origins. I will probably not play through Inquisition again because I was like, I get it. I thought the dragon fights though were fantastic.
Oh my goodness!
Was my second favorite part of.
They are insane, and
they're legitimately really hard.
Yeah, I hesitate even wanting to do them on Nightmare because just playing through one on normal. Also, playing through on Rogue is like playing it on hard mode as it is, because Rogues just get the shit kicked out of them.
Sure.
You need to play as a warrior or a mage, and it just makes the game more interesting to play as a mage anyway.
Yeah, mages, that was my one thing. I was like, man, I kind of wish I was a mage as soon as I got, like, a mage. I started, like, micromanaging my mage character a little bit more, like, who was in the party. I was like, man, they got some cool powers.
Dorian or Vivian?
I actually went more with Solas, which I regretted big time by, like, halfway through the game, because I was like, man, this guy is so boring. And then I started to see, like, wait, Dorian's, like, pretty awesome. He's hilarious.
Dorian's gay Tony Stark is a mage.
Yes,
he is.
Okay.
He's awesome.
Totally is.
He has daddy issues.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Does he ever.
Well, and that's the other thing that really intrigues me about Dragon Age, because I think about Mass Effect, and there's maybe two or three people in the cast that stand out to me. It's always going to be the Krogan. It's always going to be Tali and Liara.
Yeah.
Like, there we go. But in Dragon Age 1...
Jack? Jack's great.
Jack's great, kind of.
Nah, man. Jack's awesome.
Jack tricked me into making out with her, and I felt really weird. And then in Mass Effect 3, I was like, oh, if I knew it was going to be this, yeah.
She's crazy.
Yeah, I know. She's great.
I love her.
But, like, a lot of the other characters are kind of a wash. And I think about Origins, you've got Alistair, Liliana, Morgan, Sten, Shale, and just, that's even like the core people, and I love playing with all of them. In Dragon Age 2, it's a shitty game, but the cast is amazing. Mm-hmm. And in 3, I was like, I think this is my favorite cast out of all of them, because it brings back people from the first two games, you get the best of both worlds. You got your peanut butter and my chocolate.
Okay.
All right. Let's not play that game.
Just saying.
All right. I think we're pretty much at time, but this has been very enlightening and very fun.
I learned that I like J-pop dating sims.
That was the best part of all.
Why you tweet about that? I would have asked you on for that.
I'll show the game.
I don't need to see it. I can see it in my mind right now. Yeah. I don't think you're going to ever show me anything on the date.
Colin, do you like what you see?
He loves it. Yeah, I like my 3DS, but the Vita, I've never seen anything on the Vita where I'm like, I gotta play this.
Oh, no. No, I mean, Persona 4.
But I can play Persona 4 on a big TV, though.
So can I.
With your PlayStation TV.
The thing is, like, I bought it knowing it was a bad idea, and it's not a good idea now, but I, like...
But you have it.
You have it.
Hey, man, I got kind of drunk and ordered a Wii U on Amazon, so I'm in no position to judge you on that. Other stuff,
I bought a Wii U to play Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, Skyward Sword, because I hadn't played it, and it's the game I hate the most.
It's really...
It's terrible.
A bad game.
I have only watched gameplay videos on it, and, like, this makes me furious to watch.
And it also makes me, and this may be for another podcast in the future, as a big Zelda fan, I look at this new Zelda that they're coming out with, and I'm like, this makes me so scared.
Yeah.
This makes me so...
Skyrim Zelda?
Skyrim Zelda makes me really scared.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. I mean, your opponent does avoid trees.
But pick up apples.
The world is so empty.
Pick the apples. I don't
There's
give a
nothing
shit.
In the fucking world.
But I mean, that's also like, they were showing us a development
yeah.
video.
Yeah, but also, it's kind of, they're kind of like, we're doing it, okay?
I'm
like,
yeah.
Just do what you want to do. Don't.
Yeah, that,
that's
yeah.
going to get like a Link Between Worlds. Like, that game is incredible.
Exquisite. I really love that game. And I actually went back to Link to the Past, which is one of my mm-hmm. all-time... actually is my all-time favorite. And I was like, man, they improved this a lot more than I was willing to admit. Like, the fast travel by itself is almost enough.
Well, and just, like, the rent-a-weapon, it's a small thing, but it changes
a lot. That's really cool. All right, talking about everything. Yeah. Yeah.
Aaron, where can people see you in town or on the internet?
They can see me at versustheuniverse.org. YouTube.com/VersusTheUniverseTube, Facebook.com/VersusUniverse, @I'mAaronJ on Twitter.
Socialmedia.com.
Socialmedia.com.
EA fanboy.
I will totally, like, that's the thing. I know my bias.
Not EA.
Oh, BioWare.
Yeah, BioWare.
Yeah, I was going to say, I got a couple of friends who work at EA. Yeah. They'll get you a job. They'll take your soul. They'll suck your soul right out of your asshole.
Might even take it.
Ugh.
If it gets me closer to Mark Dara and Aaron Flynn from Dragon Age, why the hell not?
Fuck those guys.
Blake, what are you doing right now?
You can come see the Hijinx Marathon, which
looking
is a 12-hour show.
What?
Every Hijinx show we've ever done
in
a 12-hour time period. We've got it locked down.
Including the game show that almost broke up the game, right?
Yes, including a reboot of the game show that almost got me kicked out of Hijinx. And the trolley show that everyone complains they missed, which you do have to pay a little extra to go on the trolley.
Yeah.
But it'll be worth it, folks, because there's only like 30 spots on the trolley. So.
I love that you're seemingly angry about everything about this.
Yeah, no, I have to do 12 hours of fucking sketch, dude. Not thrilled. Yeah, it's that's February 7th at IO from 12 noon to 12 midnight. Anytime in there you want to come by, absolutely feel free to do it. And we also are going to be doing some events in the event space while the show's going on, so it's going to feel like you're at a carnival.
That's great.
But yeah, it should be a lot of fun. Come check it out.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. We'll see. If you can't tell, I'm really excited, folks. 12 hours of sketch. Kellen, what are you doing?
Absolutely nothing.
He's got a baby, folks.
I got a baby.
You leave him alone.
Winter. You get away from me.
It's the game of life.
Yeah, man.
Well, maybe, you still have your 3D yet? No,
No.
What?
But you have a PS4 now.
I have a PS3 now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, PS3. If I had a PS4, I'd be probably playing Dragon Age Inquisition. I know I can probably play it on a PS3.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't feel like I want to do that.
It was so buggy on the PC. It was awful. That was another thing. It was full of fucking bugs. All right.
Here we go.
This is all your fault, Aaron.
Rob Grabowski was supposed to give Tim my 3DS before he left and forgot to.
Oh, no.
So I've been convincing Tim, hey, let me send the 3DS down to you. And he's like, all right, when I get back on land, I'll send you the address. So I'm sending it to him. So.
Well, good.
I thought something happened to it.
No.
Friendship
happened.
No. It's different.
He should have something on the boat with him. He doesn't have anything right now.
He's got TV.
That's not enough.
Watching Evan Almighty on repeat.
Alright. Enough references to Tim's Facebook page.
Alright. Hey, Clayton, how about you take us out with one of those famous old catchy phrases?
I like the nightlife. I like the pudding.
Oh boy. Good night, everybody.
Oh boy.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
We're still recording.
This has been a Nerdalogs production. For more on the Nerdalogs and our shows, please go to www.nerdalogs.com.
Thank you all. I am GrabBot23548X.